Education, Leadership, and Beyond, Surviving and Thriving. My name is Andrew Marotta, host of the show, and excited to be here with you on the podcast, live on Facebook, live on Instagram, proud member of the Education Podcast Network, Voice Ed Radio Canada, and wherever you are taking in your podcast. Thank you so much for your support. Leave us a positive comment in the chat, or certainly a positive review. All of those things kind of help. And excited to be with you here today. I'm also excited to talk to today's guest, Ben Carr, Principal of the Year, Secondary Wyoming Principal of the Year 2023. Ben and I connected in Casper. I could see leadership just oozing out of the guy. Verbally and physically and mentally, and just in his body language and all of that. So we are going to talk to the principal of the year, secondary principal of the year from Wyoming, Ben Carr, in just a moment. I do want to thank the sponsor of today's show, IXL. I've had a relationship now with them almost a half a year here on the podcast, and I'm grateful for them. So here's a word from IXL. Hey friends, Andrew Marotta here, surviving and thriving. And I want to thank today's sponsor for the podcast, IXL. Discover the power of data-driven instruction in your school with IXL. It is the most widely used online learning and teaching platform, K through 12. It gives you everything you need to maximize learning, from a comprehensive curriculum to meaningful school-wide data. And IXL's diagnostic is research proven to be a strong predictor of performance on standardized assessments, including NWEA, MAPS, STAR, iLearn, just to name a few. And the best part, everything I just mentioned is all integrated into one platform, so you can simplify your EdTech tools. Visit IXL.com to lead your school towards data-driven excellence today. The link is in the show notes. And again, I want to thank IXL for sponsoring Education, Leadership, and Beyond. All right. And we are back live again. Thank you to IXL. Their link is in the notes there, so you can check that out. All right. Our opening theme. If you're watching the show live, jump in and say hello. Let us know where you're watching from, whether it's out west where Ben is, or out east here. 60 degrees out east here. It's a beautiful day. But the opening concept is recognition, to celebrate others and to recognize others. Somebody nominated Ben Carr for Principal of the Year. And that recognition, even though principals want their schools to shine and they want their staff to shine, it feels nice. It feels good to be recognized for your work. So as a school leader here, we're turning the page this spring. It's March 12th, 2024 at the recording of this podcast. Find somebody to recognize. While you might not think it's a big deal, or maybe, you know, those recognitions go a long way. Nominate that teacher of the year. Nominate that custodian of the month. Nominate people for different recognitions. Yes, you might have to fill out some paperwork, and yes, it might be a little more work for you, but those recognitions go a long way. So do it. We're going to find out about Ben's story being recognized as Principal of the Year. Let's welcome him into the podcast all the way from out west. He's currently in California. Mr. Ben Carr, Wyoming Secondary Principal of the Year. Ben, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be here. I appreciate the invitation.
Yeah, this is Ben Carr, everybody. In Wyoming. Again, we connected in Casper there. Ben, congratulations on the award here. Let's start with that. Tell me about that recognition. Again, it had to feel good, but tell me about some of the work you're doing that brought you along to that place.
Well, I hate to say this, but a recognition like this, as you know, it's a compliment to the staff. I mean, it really is. I would have no problem putting our staff up as a staff of the year for a high school. They're just awesome people. They're so flexible. They care. They know their kids. And so, it's super embarrassing for me just because I think the staff does all the heavy lifting in that school. And so there's no doubt it's a humbling experience to be recognized like that. One of the things that came out of it was NASSP brings you out to Washington, D.C. So my wife, Dwan, and I, we were able to go out there for a long weekend. And I got to hang out and visit with these people who were principals of 2,500 kid high schools, and to realize that we're all fighting the same battle and that we're all trying to do hard things. And it's just, it was just a great experience. So while super humbling, I also want to make sure that the staff and students and community know it's more about them and Mountain View than it's anything that I'm doing as a person.
Mountain View High School, you've been there 15 years as the principal. Ben, that's a long time to be in the same leadership role. How do you stay energized? How do you stay in tune with the job? And you must be doing something right because you were named principal of the year. So how do you keep operating at such a high level after doing it so long?
You know, I think that one of the things that comes out of that, Andrew, is several years ago, I read that the average tenure of a high school principal in Texas was less than 3 years. Wow. And so high school principals in Texas weren't even seeing their freshmen graduate. And I think a big part of my success is that when kids come into elementary school and they come to our basketball games or come to our football games, I'm there. And so families and kids grow up with the idea that I'm the high school principal. And I think that's definitely a part of it. And it's, you know, Mountain View is a small community. We have about 250 kids in the high school. And so I know our students. I know their families. I know the parents. And so a big part of it, I think, is just being a part of the community and being a part of the good things that are going on in our whole community.
Yeah. Ben, somebody filled out the recommendation form, and I'm sure a number of people had to do it. What are some things you think you would have seen on that form about what people would have said about your leadership style and the way you lead at Mountain View?
I think that people would say that Ben's present. He's visible. Nice. He's out and about. He's at everything. I think that that's one thing that people would say. I think that people would say that their kids in general have a pretty good experience at Mountain View High School. We're small enough that that kids can participate in activities and sports, but we're big enough that we have some good elective programs. So I think that most people would say that Mountain View High School is not just a safe place to send their kids to school, but the kids walk out of there with a good experience. I think that in general, the kids have a good relationship with me. They know who I am. My kids are either graduated or going to school there or going to be coming in soon. And so I know the kids at a real positive level, too, as young people. And so that's one of the things that I think that people would say is Ben's present. He knows what's going on. He's involved. I think they would also say he's been here a long time and knows what some of the issues are that are going on.
Yeah. Well, give you a shout out here. Principal of the Year. That's incredible. You were recognized at the conference there. Ben, what is something that you know now that you didn't know when you started out?
You know, I think that one of the things I would say about that, Andrew, is you can't do it all. The job is so big. And that's one of the things I learned at the NASSP Principal of the Year event in visiting with these guys who were at principals at schools of 2,000 kids schools or 2,500 kids schools. We're all doing the same work and all of us feel the exact same way. We're just overwhelmed by the things that are going on around us. And I think a big part of it is just that maturity as you get older and get more comfortable in the job that you realize there's parts of it that you just can't do it all. And one of the things I'm getting more and more comfortable with is prioritizing things. And the person who comes after me in this job is going to have a totally different approach to it. And they're going to have different priorities, but my priorities are important to me. And I make sure that those things are happening. And my favorite example is it's rare that I'm not out in the hallway during a passing time, that I have to be in another conversation in order for me to not be in the hallway. And that's just a priority for me. I want the kids to know that I'm around. And that way, it's kind of like when I am gone for a couple of days for an NASSP thing or a WASSP thing, everybody just assumes I'm still there, I think. And so I think that's really important to just be out there and be a part of things.
I love that the first thing you said is about being present. And what a great way to be present, right? To have hundreds of kids passing you in the hallway and so many little interactions that mean so much. One of my former students is watching here, Nick Solis. I would always carry the schedule in my pocket. Nick making fun of me there. Well, Nick, I wanted to know where you were so I could keep my eye on you.
That's a valuable thing. Technology's changed that a little bit. I can find kids on my phone a little bit easier, but that's an important skill to have, to be able to find a kid in a hurry.
old school, Ben, I would be able to take that paper and whack them too if I knew that we get to class. Ben, you've moved around a lot. You different places. You grew up in Alaska. You went to school in Idaho. You spent some time in Oregon, now Wyoming. Tell me about these different changes, different states, different views, different mindsets. Tell me about being in so many different places.
Well, that moving around, I've never had to look for a job because I was always willing to move. My wife and I, we enjoy small towns and we enjoy what they offer and we enjoy being a part of the community. And that first job in Payette, Idaho, as a high school English teacher, they put me to work right away. I was coaching four seasons those first 4 years in Payette, Idaho, and I didn't know any better. I was single at the time and not married and had a great experience and learned a lot coaching. As you know, getting involved with kids at a different level, it helps you in so many different ways. And then we had an opportunity to move together but live separately in Lakeview, Oregon, again, another small town in Oregon. I wasn't coaching four seasons there, but I was coaching two most of the time. And again, just another great experience. Got my master's degree through the University of Oregon. And I had this experience where kids were asking me in the classroom, they said, "Well, Mr. Carr, what's like your dream job?" And I said, "I want to be an assistant principal at a medium-sized school in charge of discipline." And they just started laughing. And I go, "What are you guys laughing at?" And they said, "That's like the perfect job for you." And so I interviewed two or three times at schools on the coast in Oregon or in Idaho. And I ended up getting offered a job as assistant principal at Baker High School in Baker City, Oregon, which is a great community, a little bit bigger community than we were used to, actually. And got to work with a guy who's still a mentor to me, Jerry Peacock. He was principal at Baker High School for over two decades. And I got to benefit from his wisdom and leadership. And so I think that the thing I was always looking for was where's someplace I want to be a part of things? Where's someplace that I can learn and I can grow? I can tell you that when we moved to Baker City, we weren't thinking about moving to Mountain View, Wyoming, but that opportunity came up. I said to my wife, "What do you think about Wyoming?" And she goes, "I don't." And so I had to explain to her, this is the opportunity that's come up that we can be a part of. I ended up getting offered that job and 15 years later, we haven't moved. So I'm definitely proud of the fact that these jobs that I've taken in Payette and Lakeview and Baker City have really prepared me to have some longevity in a community that we like as much as Mountain View.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful towns. Shout out to the Honkers from
absolutely.
Home of the Honkers there in Oregon.
One of the best mascots in high school sports is the Lakeview Honkers, man.
The Lakeview Honkers. I got some swag. I should have wore it today. Good people there. Shout out to their superintendent, Michael Carter. You talked about Jerry off air a little bit about how he taught you about reinventing yourself, making each year a little different, adding a little something, taking something a little bit away. Tell me about that leadership strategy, that you're not just continuing to do the same thing all the time, and how that impacted you.
You know, I just think that's so important. Jerry Peacock was so well regarded in that community because he was an elementary principal and then a high school principal. And so the community knew him as well. He'd been there. I think he was high school principal 24, 25 years at Baker High School. And he was always refreshing himself. He was always trying something new. He'd obviously hired, I think, everybody in that building at Baker High School at the time I was there. And he was just such an excellent mentor because he was always willing to find a way to compromise with the situation. And that didn't mean rolling over when things got difficult. It meant looking at it from a different perspective. It meant trying to see what was another way to move things forward, how to make a difficult conversation not so difficult. I have to tell you, earlier this year, I was in what I would call a very difficult conversation with a parent in my office. And I just went straight up Jerry Peacock on them and everything came out just fine. I was able to get things going and move it forward. And Jerry was just a master at working with people and seeing what motivated people. And he was just excellent at having a new emphasis on the year so that his voice stayed fresh.
Great answer there and fantastic. Principal of the year, you also have a 90-plus graduation rate. at your high school there, Mountain View High School. You know, what are some of the things that you're doing at Mountain View that are helping that many kids graduate? Because that is well above the average. That is a fantastic number. The goal is 100, but you're pretty close. Tell me some of the things specifically you're doing to make sure kids are graduating.
You know, this is our third year of a 90 plus graduation rate, and we are super proud of that. We are super proud of that. And, you know, I don't think there's any doubt that COVID, if you're in this business, COVID changed us.
Oh, man.
You had to get flexible in a hurry about how you approach this business. And it helped us reprioritize what we see as kids prioritizing, if that makes sense. And so there's no doubt we benefit from a great community and great kids. But I think the secret is catching them early. You know, you have to have a strong transition plan with your middle school principal. You have to see what classes kids are failing early. You know, kids don't drop out as seniors. They lose interest as freshmen and sophomores. Mm. And so how are you negotiating with those kids to keep them engaged in school and to make sure parents know we care about what's going on, and giving kids those opportunities to get back on track. That's super important. It's not waiting till a kid's a senior and making them take three English classes. That's not going to help anybody. You need to be creative in how you offer those makeup opportunities so that a kid is staying even credit wise. It's such a challenge. And you know, there's a certain demographic of kids that you really need to be focused on helping them see the importance of school, helping them see it's about delayed gratification. You have to be willing to play this game for a couple years, and it'll pay dividends for you, because if you go now, it's really going to be hard. And I know you know that in your time as a high school principal, many, many challenges when it comes to working with a certain group of kids. So we're really proud of where we're at Mountain View High School. I have to say, in Wyoming, it's a little bit different from a lot of places, because the school is the center of the community, you know, and so I think kids are proud to be a part of Mountain View High School, and we're sure proud to hand them a diploma after 4 years.
Well, we're proud to have you on the podcast again, representing your community nationally. 2023 Principal of the Year, secondary. Congratulations there, Ben. We met at the conference. What an exceptional conference that the secondary and elementary group put on. The two Kens. There in Casper. What were some of your takeaways, Ben? You were highly engaged. I'm glad we met. What was some of your takeaways from you that you brought back with you to your role as principal at Mountain View?
So one of the things that I appreciated was I had read your book before I even knew you were coming. And listening to you speak, I realized, you know, we all have these tips and tricks that can benefit somebody somehow. And I think that one of the things that you did that I am really trying to work on, and I'm going to come back to this, is having the right story for the right time. I can tell you, after listening to your presentation, I am totally stealing your penguin story. I know exactly where it's going at the beginning of the year next year. And I'm not crediting you at all. I'm going to make sure everybody thinks that I just came up with that.
Absolutely. Take it and make it wrong.
The only thing that is going to be a little bit different is I found some videos of penguins and I found some graphics of penguins that I'm going to add to this, and I'm not going to share them with you. I'm going to knock this baby out of the park. It's going to be the best penguin story ever. And I want you to know that I'm totally stealing that. But my point is having that right story and having a quiver of stories that you can pull out, that you can share with parents, that help you prioritize where you're at as a school, just so important. I mean, I think, you know, statistics and data may tell the story, but it's the individual stories that sell it, that get people to buy in. And for me, that has to be a focus to help people realize this is the direction we're going as a school, and to have a story that tells that better than I can say it is super important.
Fantastic there. I'm glad that resonated. Facts tell, stories sell, for sure. Yeah. And it's an underrated skill. So thanks for sharing that. Absolutely. Number of people watching live here, Ben, jump in. Whether you're out west or someone here on the East Coast, let us know where you're watching from. Say hello to Ben. Ben, a lot of passions of yours, your family, your fitness. You're doing a lot of things right. Fly fishing is one of them. You love it. Tell me about that love of fly fishing, and what does it do for you? How does it help you on your journey?
You know, you have to create these opportunities for the things that you love. And It's easy to talk yourself out of doing things that are fun on a Sunday when you know you got to work, go to work on Monday. And aside from my family, and a lot of times including my family, my favorite memories are with two of my friends in a drift boat floating in a beautiful place. And so I don't think those days are going to count against me at the end. And I think it's important you give yourself an opportunity to take some days off and to do the things that you enjoy. And I'm not a great fisherman at all. I would rank myself as low intermediate, but I just love it. And I'm every time I go out, and in Wyoming, sometimes you have to go out when the weather's not great. But anytime I'm out fishing, I'm with my friends and I'm doing something I enjoy. And I just think that's super important.
Are you standing in the river with the big rubber waders on now, or you're in a boat?
Well, I hate to tell you this, but they do have breathable waders now, so you can actually stay warm and enjoy yourself when you're in there. But yeah, we'll go wade fishing sometimes. And let's see, two Decembers ago, I went fly fishing with my breathable waders on, and I think it was 12 degrees when I got out of the truck.
What?
And we had a great day of fishing. It was awesome. It snowed about 6 inches before we got back to the truck, and just had a great experience. That was a lot of fun. But those are the things you have to do if you want to get outside and you want to spend that time with your friends and you want to be chasing trout. Trout live in beautiful places, so we want to make sure we're around them as much as we can be.
Wow. You know, Ben, I'm no fisherman. I used to put the worm on there. I'd feel a little tug and maybe catch it, throw it back.
We need to get you out here. We need to get you in a drift boat where you're comfortable, where you can stand up, where the sun's on you, where you're covering a lot of fish. And, you know, within an hour of my house, definitely within an hour and a half, is some of the best fishing in the West. And so, you know, the Utah Green River is about 90 minutes away. And there's not a prettier float besides maybe the Middle Fork of the Salmon to go down. And so we got to get you down there and have you catch fish in a place like that.
Ben, when guys ask me to take a boat ride to a remote place where I come from, usually they're throwing one of the people overboard.
That's kind of a trip there. That's a frame of reference there. It's a good thing out here.
You mentioned some of your mentors, you know, again, Jerry P, but your dad had a big impact on you in your life, a former Marine, or not a former, you're always a Marine, right? Tell me some of your dad's life lessons that you carry with you today.
You know, being a parent is such a challenge. And my parents divorced when I was young, and my sister and I lived with my dad. And I can tell you, I don't think he ever once lectured me.
Wow.
But the one thing I can tell you is I saw him go to work. He would tell me the story. He was a truck driver in Alaska. And so you can imagine that brought around some pretty unique challenges. But he was a guy who loved going to work every day. He thought he was doing something important. And he took a lot of pride in doing it well. He was highly regarded in that community. And I saw that loud and clear when he passed away, that guys I had never met before came up and just said, "Your dad was a good man." And wow. And so that's those are the things that I remember is he was never one. He led by example. He enjoyed his job. He worked hard. He played hard. He knew what was a priority for him when it came to his off time, and he made sure that he made the time for that. And so those are the things I think about with my dad. He had a way of helping you learn something as a former Marine that sunk in with me. And so I definitely benefited from having a good relationship with him. If I could go back and do anything, it'd be spend more time with him, with my kids, and help them have a longer relationship with him.
Yeah, beautiful. Well said. And you're in the thick of it now as a parent yourself. You've got one in college, Kendall, 19, and Race, your son, 16, and Logan, 13. You got a middle schooler, a high schooler, and a college. Your wife, 21 years married. You're in the thick of it, Ben. Tell me about balancing all those school events, all those things that you're at, but your family, your relationship with your wife, it's not easy. How do you balance your time and find time for all those moving parts in your life?
Yeah. First of all, I think having a spouse, when you're a principal at any level, having a spouse who understands the time demands of the job and who understands that over spring break, she might have to load the kids up for an hour and a half so that you can do something that's important to you and you're not right there with them. Having somebody who understands that, I think, is super important. My wife works at a neighboring high school as a special education teacher, so she's awesome. One of my best friends would comment that she had a lot of practice before she got that job by being married to me. So that's one of those things that I've benefited from, is having her know that there's a lot of things that go on when you're a high school principal. And I also think the great thing about being a high school principal is there a better place for your kids to grow up? You know, what a great environment for them. They go to almost as many events as I do. You know, those of us who are on this end of it know that when you have kids who participate in sports or activities, guitar, choir, band, all the sports, you get to be right there with them, and it's part of the job. And so you can't beat that. And my youngest daughter is in middle school, obviously seventh grader. Her favorite thing is to come watch her brother play basketball. And so what a cool experience for her that her whole family is going to be there for that. So, it's easy to get frustrated sometimes at the time demands, but it gets paid back in different ways too.
Yeah. Well, enjoy the journey. I know it's not easy. We're very similar in the ages of our children. I got three also, and it's a beautiful journey. So keep surviving and thriving. Academic question, Ben. You know, we talked off air a little bit about IXL. I'm grateful for them for sponsoring the show. You have an experience with IXL. Tell me a little bit about how IXL has helped your students and helped you as a school leader.
We have a couple of English teachers in the building who are really creative and using IXL, especially with our sophomore and junior students. I'm just trying to give those students additional opportunities to learn some of those core skills. And our junior English teacher is actually really getting involved in how IXL can tie into ACT prep, giving those kids some real experience to improve their ACT scores. In Wyoming, the ACT score is a real gateway for students in terms of some post-secondary scholarships called the Hathaway Scholarship at our community colleges and University of Wyoming. So for us as a building, improving our ACT score is always going to be a major goal. And one of our teachers is really getting creative in how she can use IXL to improve those opportunities for our students.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's a program. It's personalized for the kids. And I know my own children use it as well. So that's great to hear that helping there. Ben, we talked about a lot of stuff. Your school, your award, you know, a lot of things there. What's something that you wanted to talk about that I didn't bring up?
You know, we all know that there's a bit of a teacher shortage going on. And with that comes eventually there's going to be a real administrator shortage. And I think sometimes the people are slow to get into teaching because they don't know if it's a good fit for them. And then when they're teachers, they're not sure if they want to become an administrator. And we just need good people to take on those roles. Education is going to continue to be challenging. I don't know that it's any harder now than it was 30 years ago. I don't know. I think in 30 years, some things are going to be easier. Some things are going to be harder, but we need good people in this business. And I just, you know, I wasn't ready to be an assistant principal when I took a job at Baker High School. I wasn't ready for that job, but I learned it pretty fast. And so I think that if we could just encourage people to realize that school administration, I've never been bored as a school administrator. It's a great job. It's been very good to me. I've been lucky to have it. And so I just wish I could encourage more people to, you know, as well as I do, Andrew, people say, well, I could never be a high school principal. I could never be a high school assistant principal. I don't want to just do student discipline all day, but it's such a great learning laboratory. It's just such a great place to see what motivates kids and to see where you think you can make a change with your staff. I just want to encourage people to get into education, to be willing to take on those challenging assistant principal roles and to try and do good things, because that's what makes the world go round.
I love it. I second that. And again, I got former students watching the podcast here and, you know, the ups and downs. So well said, Ben, I second that. But you're making the job look attractive, right? Your school is highly successful. You're leading your family. You've won an award. You make it look how it should be. So thank you for modeling that leadership and being an excellent principal. I know it's not an easy job. So thank you to you. We got to get rolling here, Ben. You took some time out, your vacation. I appreciate that. A few minutes. Surviving and thriving, Ben, that's my theme. Let's take out the word and. And what's your word? What's your mindset? What's your action you're putting in there? Surviving, blank, thriving. What is that for you?
Our theme at the high school this year, I've been putting it at the top of our agendas, has been evolving, surviving, evolving, and thriving. I think that's so important that we've got to be ready to change with the times. We've got to be ready to adapt. We got to be ready to try new things. And I don't know that what motivates kids has changed over time, but I think how they get there has changed. And we've got to be ready to evolve with the kids in terms of how we get them where we want them to be.
Great answer. I love it. Fantastic. Ben, let's get to rapid fire here. Quick questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Hit me.
Here we go. Last book you read.
By Water Beneath the Walls. It's a history of the Navy SEALs.
Last movie you saw.
Okay, so I'm a little embarrassed, but the last movie I saw, my youngest daughter and wife and I, we sat and actually watched Titanic all the way through on network television.
Dude, don't make me sing, bro. I'll get up there and sing.
It ages well. It's actually pretty, it ages well. It was a lot of fun.
You were crying when he was up on the thing. I know you were.
And then she's on the door. It's you're going to make me tear up, man.
Last concert you went to?
My wife and I went to a Metallica concert in Salt Lake. She's not a Metallica fan. I made her go with me, and we had a hoot. It was a lot of fun.
That's some heavy metal right there. Your favorite dish?
Good pizza. Good pizza.
You got to come see us in New York, man.
Oh, man. I would go there. My son and I went to a Buffalo Bills game a couple of years ago, and we went to every pizza and pizzeria joint we could find for lunch and dinner, trying to find the best pizza in Buffalo.
Yeah, I know. The quarterback is from Wyoming there.
That's right.
Josh Allen. Your favorite place to travel?
About 6-7 years ago, my wife and I went to Iceland for a week. And it was amazing. That was such a cool trip. We saw things that we'd never see anyplace else. I want to go back there and live for a month. I just think that's so cool. In the summertime, I'd want to go back. Strong recommendation for Iceland.
You are a real world traveler. I love it. I love it. That's exciting. This summer, I will fill in the blank.
I'm going to go to the NASSP Conference United again in Nashville. So I just committed to that last week.
I hope the principal of the year gets a free pass there. I hope they
pay you. Well, as it happens, they work with you on registration when you're principal of the year. So that makes it a little bit easier to sell it to the boss.
Get a drink ticket as well. A pet peeve of yours, something that gets under your skin.
I can't stand cleaning out the cooler after a camping trip.
You're out west. You got all kinds of fishing, and you got all kinds of smells up in there.
Every time I go someplace, there's a cooler that needs to be cleaned out. I can't stand doing it.
At 8 a.m. on Saturday morning, I feel fill in the blank.
Well, I feel like I got to get going because we're probably hitting the road for a game of some type or a track meet or something along those lines. And so getting ready, I guess, is what I feel like.
Best fly fishing maneuver.
If they ain't biting, tie on a streamer and just huck it and pray. That's my best advice.
There's a lot of words in there we don't use in Staten Island, but it sounded good. One thing you're curious about?
That's a good question. I would say I'm curious what would entice our best teachers to join and stay in the profession. How about that?
I know the answer. The answer is seeing people like you that are doing it and certainly that it can be done the right way. You know, excellent teachers want to be excellent administrators. So you're doing that. Good answer. Wyoming is fill in the blank.
This one's pretty easy for me. Having been in Idaho and Oregon as a teacher in both places and then an administrator in Oregon, Wyoming is the best place to be in education. There's no doubt about it. I'm lucky it worked out as good as it did because it's awesome.
Wow. From an award-winning principal, the best leadership tip that you offer?
If I were to talk to anybody who's coming into the profession, I would say you have to be visible. You have to be visible in the community. You have to be visible at games. You have to be visible in the hallways. People need to know you're around. And the only way you get teenagers to be comfortable around anybody is that you have to be a part of their lives and they have to see you all the time. So you got to be visible.
And Ben modeled that at the conference. He came right up. He introduced himself. He sat in the front of the room. There was a lot of modeling he did there. So I know he's not just saying that. That's fantastic, Ben. Ben, these are rapid answers. You pick one, okay? Cheeseburger, taco, or empanada?
Taco, no choice.
You're in California now. That's the food of choice there. Long walk or gym workout?
Both are important, but I'll go gym workout.
Okay. Beach, pool, or lake?
Beach.
Nice. You're a long way from it in Wyoming. Sports team?
I'm a lifelong Washington football team fan, but we've transferred to the Bills to follow Josh Allen. So
you've switched to the Bills. Wow.
We had to switch, yeah.
It's been a rough go for Washington.
Don't get me started. It's brutal. But I was there during the Daryl Green, Art Monk era, so I still get to ride that wave.
A lot of big games with the Giants.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yes, sir. And the Bills, they're a suffering team. That was a tragic loss there at the end of the season here.
You're going to make me cry again after talking about Titanic when you talk about Washington and the Bills.
Book or audio book?
Paper book, no doubt.
Series or movie?
I'll stick with a series.
What are you watching? What series are you watching now?
Right now, I don't know if I should say this, but I'm watching Mayor of Kingstown with Jeremy Renner.
Okay, good.
Love it.
My wife and I started The Gentleman. It's pretty good. Mayor's
Kingston. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You don't know that one.
Winter or summer?
Summer.
Cash or credit?
Cash is king, baby.
Morning or night?
Always morning, and the earlier the better.
I'm with you on that. Cookie or donut?
Neither. Both are sugar-covered lies. I'm trying to avoid both right now.
Sugar-covered. So what is, if they have dessert, what are you having?
A cookie is my preferred.
I try to stay away from them too. My daughter found this place in Scranton, Pennsylvania with these custom cookies. She bought me one yesterday. Phenomenal. $5 a cookie. Unbelievable.
Nice.
Yeah. Coffee or tea?
Definitely coffee.
Yeah. Surviving or thriving?
I'm 51 years old, and there's no doubt I'm definitely thriving. I'm lucky to be where I'm at. I've got a great wife and kids and job and peers and staff. I'm definitely thriving.
Yeah, and we know it's not luck, Ben. We know it's a lot of hard work and a lot of pieces coming together for you at this point in your life. So congratulations. It's been great to have you on the podcast here, and I appreciate the connection. How about a quote, Ben? You have a quote to end this with?
This has been hanging up in my classroom since I was a first-year teacher in Payette, Idaho, and it is Alan Simpson, actually is a senator from Wyoming, and he said, if you have integrity, nothing else matters. If you don't have integrity, nothing else matters.
Wow. Say that one more time.
So he said, if you have integrity, nothing else matters. If you don't have integrity, nothing else matters.
What a great quote. That is fantastic. This is Ben Carr, everyone. 2023 Principal of the Year. Wyoming Mountain View High School. Ben, great job today.
Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity. I love your podcast, man. It's digestible. You get a great group of people on here. Every time I listen to it, I'm like, that's a good idea. And I try and steal something from it. So, you had the LeGrand superintendent, George, on, and he said some things that really motivated me from a guy who was came into that community and what he came from. And I just thought, man, we need more voices like that in education. So thank you for bringing the people on that you're bringing. It's awesome.
Fantastic. Let's spread the word for the podcast out there. A number of people watching live today, so I appreciate the audience. And certainly leave us a comment for Ben, and a positive review does help. We are going to sign off on the podcast. Ben, stay on the line a second. I'm on Twitter at Andrew Murata 21 if you want to reach out and connect. Ben, are you on social media? How can people get in touch with you?
I have a MVHS _Buffs Twitter or X handle, or people could probably catch me at our school website, which is just uinta4.com.
All right, everybody. This is Ben Carr. Ben, we're going to sign off. Thanks for a great show, and keep surviving and thriving, everyone. Ben, you stay on the line. Thanks to our sponsor, IXL. Check them out. Their link is in the show notes. Take care, friends.